When a person retires after devoting many years of his or her life to a career, that person's whole social life and self-image may undergo drastic changes. On this edition of The Graduate School Presents, Harry Perlstadt, Associate Professor of Sociology at Michigan State University, discusses research by one of his students into the effects of retirement and other disruptions of the working life.
Her name is George Triband, and she's a graduate student in the department. And she did a study on automobile workers and their retirement. She went down to the UAW and got a list of recent retirees and drew a sample from this list and then interviewed both the UAW person and his or her spouse. Sometimes they were women who had retired from the UAW, sometimes they were men. Basically, she looks at a couple of factors. One of them is, what are the changes in social relationships as a person moves from the world of work to the world of retirement? And one of these has to do with the work or non-work of their spouse, so that if a worker retires and his or her spouse is already retired or is at home, the newly retired worker starts interfering in the regular routines of the spouse who has stayed home. So, for example, there's a man who's working and he's retired and his wife has always been at home, and he suddenly comes home and now he's home permanently. It's not just a vacation or a layoff or something. Then he's going to eventually start getting in her way, because she has her regular routine and she has her regular friends and her regular meetings or so on. And he basically has, in some sense, nothing, because he no longer goes to work. Sometimes if the worker is the kind of person who always has a new project and always has something going out in the backyard or in the garage or in the garden, then there are a lot of things that can keep them busy too. But the main problem would be if the worker retired and had no social or athletic or project types of activities, and their spouse, who had been home or had already retired, was into some sort of a routine, and the two routines would clash. So when we think about unemployment, we can think about the same sort of things. Here's a worker who is now being sent home. If it's a short layoff or a short period of unemployment, then it can be considered like a vacation or something else, and there are projects to do around the house or places to take off to, and it doesn't really grind into the family and its regular social life. But as the length of the layoff continues and the worker who's been laid off starts getting into the same kinds of situations as a retired person does.
How does being retired or laid off affect a worker's self-esteem?
Sometimes people do look forward to retirement, and so some people will accept it. Other people who have been highly committed to jobs or have gone through a lot of training often have a very difficult time giving it up. For example, old doctors never retire, they just die. And because going into medical education and getting a degree in medicine and internships and so on, it's a very high commitment towards the profession, and it's very difficult for these people to give them up. So the more rigorous the profession, the more likely people are going to have a harder time giving up the work and trying to retire. So that's one thing. Another thing is, of course, the Protestant ethic. And the way people's religious views influence their views of work. In general, we do think that people who don't work are people who are not worthy people. It is possible that we're starting to see retirement as the reward for a long life of work, sort of a reward on earth rather than a reward in heaven. And if some religious groups or some individuals can accept that, then the retirement period might be easier for them. But unemployment is always a very difficult time, because most people do want to work, and most people get their social rewards from working on the job, meeting other people on the job, and a sense of accomplishment. And we can talk about alienation on the assembly line, but the worst type of alienation is not being able to work or interact with people at all.
Harry Perlstadt, Associate Professor of Sociology at Michigan State University, on this edition of The Graduate School Presents. For the Michigan State University Tape Network, this has been John Nielsen.